We're on the telephone this morning with Teresa Fitzgerald of Boone, Iowa, and Marshall Dolch. Marshall, I forgot to ask you where you're from. Villisca. Okay, and spell that for me again. V-I-L-L-I-S-C-A. Okay. And Marshall Dolch of Villisca, who is Southwest State Vice President for the Iowa FFA. And you're at the FFA convention, the state convention. I'm sure that's an exciting time there. Teresa, talk about what state convention means to you there, first of all.
Well, state convention means a lot to me. My older siblings are really active in FFA, so state convention was always something that I looked forward to before I was in FFA. So when I was finally able to wear the blue jacket, it was a really exciting experience. And state convention means to me being able to see FFA members that I build relationships with, see them, catch up with them. And then also, it's a great opportunity to advocate for agriculture and promote the industry, because without it, we wouldn't have this great organization.
Marshall, how about you? What does the state convention mean to you? And how many state conventions would this be that you've attended now this year?
Well, sure. State convention means a whole lot to me as well. Much like Teresa, I had older siblings that kind of paved the way for me and showed me how much FFA could mean to a person and the passion that they had for it. And so I've been attending state conventions since the seventh grade, and I am now a sophomore in college, so it's been a long time. And just to see all the Blue Jackets roaming Hilton Coliseum here in Ames, and everyone coming together and all their hard work paying off at the contest and Meals for the Heartland and, you know, all of the sessions and everything, it's just so awesome to see it all come together and people get to mingle that they have met and built those relationships, just like Teresa mentioned, all throughout the year.
Excuse me. Tickle in my throat there. Teresa, what is a highlight for you during this convention as a state officer? I guess that term will be coming to an end, but what do you think will be a highlight for you this convention?
I think one of my highlights will be hanging up my FFA jacket and installing the new officer team. It's going to be really exciting to introduce this new officer team, and I'm looking forward to helping them grow and giving them advice so they can be extremely successful next year and help continue to grow the Iowa FFA Association.
Marshall, what would you say, I guess, of all the things that you've learned in your FFA experience? I mean, what are one or two of the things that are most valuable to you right now?
There's so many things that the FFA organization teaches you as a whole. Just the people skills that I've gained from it, the comfortable that I've grown around people and being able to talk to them. It's just been so amazing to meet all of these people and build those relationships. And really, I'm making lifelong friends here. And I look at I bet 85% of my best friends I've met through the Blue Jacket. And that's just awesome to see. And so really the people skills, building those relationships, and then also building that relationship with industry leaders who advocate for such a great industry. It's really so vital for our organization. So it's awesome to see it all, not only through the education aspect in the classroom, but also in an intracurricular activity like FFA, where we get to go out and really use those design and interactive skills.
Just finally, Teresa, your future plans at this point?
Yeah, my future plans. Right now I attend Iowa State University, and I'm majoring in animal science and agricultural communications. And with that degree, I hope to pursue a career with agriculture commodity group and promoting the industry and working in producer and consumer education.
And Marshall, what about you?
Yeah, like I said, I'm currently attending Iowa State University. I'm a sophomore here. My major is agricultural communications, but I've been thinking about it a lot lately. And throughout this year, I've seen all the great students in the classroom, and I'm kind of thinking about just changing over to agricultural education. And so maybe upon graduation, I'd look for a teaching job, but if that didn't happen to work out, somewhere in the agricultural industry for sure is what I'm looking for.
Well, Teresa and Marshall, I appreciate your time. Thanks for taking the time to visit with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak with you today.
We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, and have